This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, the latest tyranny from the man who is this president, dictator of El Salvador. We talked a lot about El Salvador here now. We never did before a year ago. And it was because they have...
Well, it's interesting, right?
Well, it's interesting that they have created Bitcoin as a legal tender starting back in September of last year. So we've been paying kind of closer attention to what's been going on there. And let's just say there's some not-so-nice things that can be said about this president down there because of what he's been doing, and you've got the latest on him coming up, Aria. We're going to get into it. Of course, your phone calls and thoughts are welcome. We're going to go to those first here. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live at the NN, Aria.
Yes, I just want to bring up, we have this problem every Saturday night on the 98th and Chavez intersection. On the west side, they have groups of drag racers, and they do donuts, and they have spectators, and all the neighbors, I mean, they want them to stop, and they don't know what to do, I mean, to stop this.
Is it legal?
No, it's completely illegal.
So the police are doing absolutely nothing about something that is scheduled on a weekly basis that you can predict?
Right. Well, what it is that, you know, the cops can't get to the drivers because there's cars parked along the highway, and they block them from going in because they got so many spectators. I mean, you guys are laughing, but this is the
absolutely absurd, Sarah. You've been watching too much.
I mean,
you've been watching too much Fast and the Furious, right? These cops, they have the benefit of, you know, wearing badges and guns and stuff, right? That if a cop was to go to point B and he's at point A, anyone standing in that officer's way is going to get arrested for obstruction.
Or they're subject to being just killed outright by these cops. I mean, so basically what you're saying is you have the most impotent police in the entire United States.
I guess you could say that. Yeah, I guess if people to me, this is a common place here in Albuquerque. Because they think that they're violating people's rights. I mean, it's illegal to be tucked where they're parked and masked like that. Mm-hmm. But they're so afraid of the cops, you know, breaking up the crowds and spectators. I mean, New Mexico is a very bizarre place.
You're saying that because there's so many people down there watching these drag races, the police are afraid to do anything because they're worried they will be outnumbered and maybe pounced on by the spectators?
It could be. I really don't know. I mean, but I'm just speculating.
It's utter nonsense what you're saying, Sarah.
Well, no, it may not be. Hold on. I mean, maybe, like, look, for instance, at what happened in Ottawa a few weeks ago with the Freedom Convoy, where there were literally, you know, thousands of people in the streets. There were hundreds probably of trucks and their drivers who are big guys, right? Like, you know, and maybe these drag racers are intimidating people, and they've got some gangster types hanging around or whatever. Cops are not the bravest bunch. I know they want people to believe that they are, but the reality is that's why, like, whenever there's a school shooter, you frequently will hear about the police just standing outside and waiting for backup. Like, there's usually, like, the campus cop, right? Remember Parkland, I think, was an example of this?
Yeah, the one who ran and hid?
Yeah, well, right, because he didn't want to go in and take on somebody with a gun by himself.
And obviously, police have no obligation to protect.
That's correct. That's correct. So it is possible that if the police are outnumbered, that they may not feel like enforcing the law in that particular case, Sarah. So what do you want them to do about it? If these cops are afraid, are you saying the police should risk death to stop these drag races?
Well, it was on the news. So the neighbors are wanting to maybe blockade the road from on Saturday nights from midnight. A lot of the neighbors have done that, or they're thinking of putting speed bumps. Or they're coming up with different ideas, but you're right. The police don't want to confront. They just don't want to trample in and say, like, you guys all clear out. That's what.
Sir, I want to make sure I understand the problem and the solution here. So in order to prevent people from blockading the streets so that they can have drag races, the solution is to blockade the streets. Is that correct?
Well, for example, Saturday from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the morning,
sure.
they would have these little fences that would block the intersections. Maybe they would just have the one intersection going one way, but they can't be doing donuts and,
does it hurt you when they do donuts?
No, I mean, this area is about maybe 5-6 miles out from where I'm at, so I'm clearly away from that.
Does it hurt anyone in the area when they do donuts?
Well, you know what? The neighbors, the people there, they're thinking that somebody will get hurt eventually.
But what are the neighbors' complaints?
But no one's been hurt yet, right?
It doesn't sound like it. Are the complaints from the neighbors that it's just loud? What are they upset about exactly?
It's loud, and they're afraid of the kind of people that are there, like the gangster, gangbanger type of people, the lawbreaker kind of people that hang around. And, you know, they might be having guns there. And then, you know something? A lot of these drag racers wind up turning into murder. If they lose the race,
what?
One guy had shot the other guy, and the shot him dead. Yeah, one of them did that, like, about a month ago.
Wow,
they're angry that they lost the race, so they just shoot the other guy.
There's a lesson that we can take from this, and thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight, and that is that private property, of course, is the only solution here. Because ultimately, these are public streets, public roads, which means that the police are who you have to turn to for enforcement of whatever it is that's going on that you don't want to have going on. And if police aren't willing to do it, then what do you do?
I found a story about drag racing in Albuquerque because I was curious, you know, if there was some sort of murder regarding, you know, drag racing, that would be relatively easy to find.
Mm.
Evidently, there is sort of a high-speed problem plaguing Albuquerque, and it is the illegal events known to happen all over the city, but authorities say it's only gotten worse since the onset of COVID-19. They say usually these drag racers don't expect law enforcement to do much. They frequent areas where they drag race, and we know where those areas are, said Sergeant Carroll, so they do know. And there is some sort of schedule to these things. We've had some instances in the past where we've had some vehicle pursuits where we've had drag racers try to interfere. We've also had some drag racers interfere in some of our traffic stops. So
nice.
They have
these
a video
sound pretty
here
cool.
It sounds like nonsense. I mean, it doesn't sound like they're actually hurting anything. They do have a really interesting video here of, you know, 15 to 20 drag racers going through the streets of Albuquerque. But I didn't find anything about anyone getting shot over drag racing. There's plenty of, you know, people die in car wrecks and stuff like that in Albuquerque. And, I mean, Mexico and New Mexico in general. Like, here's a woman who was killed while crossing the street. Oh, God, don't let Sarah. I hope Sarah didn't hear that.
She's on hold. So, yeah, she did hear it. Thanks, Sarah, for the call. There was apparently a guy that at least got killed in a race. Somebody was racing, crashed into Father Graham Golden's car, and he died. So I guess he wasn't one of the racers, but somebody else. So, yeah, I mean,
that's unfortunate.
There are risks involved in drag racing, and maybe there needs to be places where people can go and do these things that are, like, not in the streets. You know what I mean? Maybe there should be, like, a drag strip or something.
I mean, I'm fine with them doing it in the streets if they can do it safely, mm-hmm. and if they can, you know, keep, you know, father whatever from trying to cross the street. That's generally, as I understand it, why they do these things at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, right?
That's true.
The streets are emptier and stuff like that. But
right.
It would be better if they had some sort of speedway or somewhere they could go where it was, A, legal, not that I particularly care about that, but it also means you're not going to have to deal with pedestrians and people parking their cars and all that sort of thing.
Well, again, you know, you've got a problem here with the tragedy of the commons. People want to go down and use the streets they paid for to do drag racing on, and the police don't want to do anything about it. You're about out of options as far as what to do about this situation. There's more coming up.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live and your invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
And Aria.
Join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. And you can help support the show by doing what KC Masterpiece did and join the AMPS program. It's a Patreon that we set up several months ago to replace the old AMP system. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. If you want to help us do more Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations, and spread the ideas of liberty, then you can help us out, like KC Masterpiece, who is a gold level, which means KC is contributing at least $10 a month. So thank you, KC, for that. And all we ask for is $5 a month, though. So please head over to amps.freetalklive.com. You can support the show there. Sign up via your debit card, credit card, or your PayPal account through Patreon at amps.freetalklive.com. We go back to your calls and thoughts, and we'll get into El Salvador's president and some of the latest thuggery that he's been involved in. Aria's got that story on the way, but first, Dan is in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live, Dan.
Ian and Aria, I've been listening to your guys' show tonight, and I heard the bit earlier about the bird flu and how you guys are right. You know, people are not going to be getting the bird flu from eating the chicken. And I do think, however, even though that's not the case, it's worth thinking about how many diseases people get from eating meat, and how many zoonotic diseases end up becoming, incredibly infectious when considering whether or not to have a plant-based lifestyle.
Are you a vegetarian?
Or vegan?
Yes.
I didn't say that.
I'm not vegan.
Vegetarian. Okay. What was the word you used? Zoonotic?
Zoonotic. I hope that's the right word. Zoonotic diseases. It just means like a disease that came from animals. And, that's like SARS and MERS, Ebola, A lot of these originally came from, these are diseases that you're much more likely to have infect when you have meat at such an industrial scale that it all has to be, done in these close quarters super effectively. You're talking about
a lot of people that buy meats are buying locally if they can, or they're buying pasture raised chickens, so not everybody is purchasing.
You think a lot of people?
I don't know what percentage.
I would also point out that it has not been that long since the latest E. coli outbreak in spinach or broccoli or lettuce or something like that.
Salmonella or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, vegetables get spread diseases to people all the time, dude.
That's a great point. But to the point about the eggs, I mean, I see them in every grocery store, which means that there's enough people buying them to make stocking them on the shelves worth doing, right? Like,
farm fresh eggs?
I don't know if they're farm fresh, but pasture raised chickens, for instance, which I looked up the difference between free range and pasture raised. They sound similar, right? But
I would have assumed they were. I'm probably an advocate of both, I would imagine.
Apparently, the free range, if I recall correctly, means that they're housed in like a barn or whatever, but there's a door and they can leave if they want to. And then pasture raised is they're just outside and then there's a place they can go for shelter. So the pasture raised ones are, you're likely to get more yellow or like more orange colored yolks because they're healthier. They eat more grass and like bugs and stuff like that. It was an interesting distinction, and their yolks are more orange. It's like very dark.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cause I tend to buy farm. I don't remember the terminology they use, but they're supposedly organic, non-industrial eggs from like Market Basket. But recently at Market Day here in Westmoreland, I got some actual 100% for real.
Straight from the farm.
Yeah. Chicken eggs. Mm-hmm. And I'm really interested now to try them to see what the difference is, because they visibly are different.
Are they bigger?
They're not bigger, but they look like speckled Easter eggs already, right? They already have the different colors to them. They're not a solid brown or a solid white or anything like that. And I don't know why that is, but I saw it. I was like, oh, that's weird. Not sure I want to eat that, but okay.
So, Dan, are you one of these evangelical vegetarians who's trying to convert everybody? Because those are fun people.
Here's what I would say. I have actually had success in my life of converting people by being a very gracious and patient and non-abrasive person. You know, I try to live by setting example, and it's actually worked for me, if you believe it.
No, I would believe that entirely. I'm just curious, what benefit is there in having a vegetarian, in being a vegetarian?
Well, so for me personally, I also do, like, I try to work out. I'm somebody who, I think, if you're someone who is kind of imperfect about staying in shape, like, physically, and you go vegetarian and you're trying to lose weight, I will tell you this. Being a vegetarian, it gives you a lot more, like, wiggle room if you're somebody who is a inconsistent, maybe a bad Catholic for a jogger. Because, you know, I think that it helps me, you know, have a figure I like. And it's super easy to get looking cut if you're interested in getting like that from the vegetarian perspective. Other than that,
I've never heard this claim
a lot lighter.
That
not bulk up, but get more cut for sure.
Yeah, I've never heard that claim. I mean, generally, it's people that put the time in to exercising are going to get those results, regardless of whether they eat
both.
Meat.
Of course, you have to do both.
Or vegetables.
So, what does the vegetarianism have to do with it? If you know, I can achieve the same result.
I eat so much less fat just every day, passively. That it, you know, it spares me a lot of what other people are going to have to put on and work off, you know.
And okay, well, dude, when I was your age, and I'm like a decade older than you, so it's not that far out. I was eating like Burger King every single day, and I didn't, you know, put on 150 pounds or whatever. So I think it has more to do with the fact that you're 22 years old.
That helps.
Well, listen, I had a buddy who. You know, I started being a vegetarian when we were in high school, and he was a football player, and he ended up first, you know, obviously being football player size when we were in high school, but then when we were in college, he also ended up putting on a lot of weight, and after about, like, a couple years ago, he ended up going vegetarian, and he lost a lot of that, you know, college weight.
Was he drinking in college?
That was going to be my question.
Yeah, to be fair, I think he drinks a lot less than he did at the time, but I also don't...
That's going to be a major factor. That's a huge factor in whether or not somebody is... So you just did this to get, in your mind, fit? You didn't do it because of concerns for animals? What was your motivation?
Was there a girl involved?
I did it out of concern. No, there was not. I was actually inceltarian at the time I turned into a vegetarian. What happened was I did start my own personal journey with rooted in ethics and stuff, but I think that's not the best thing to lead with, honestly.
All right. Hey, whatever works for you, man. Thanks for the call tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you want to get cut, then just do some workouts, right? Like, just get regular with that.
That probably works.
Follow a schedule. There's a cool little app called Home Workout. You don't even need to use any weights. It'll get you a little bit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former press secretary to the Ukrainian president is detailing alleged Russian war crimes.
Ukrainian government has recorded 1,200 of war crimes committed in the Kyiv region only.
Yulia Mendel stating over 400 bodies have been recovered from the Kyiv suburb of Bucha for forensic analysis following the release of graphic footage. The Health and Human Services Department is launching a government-wide response to long COVID-19. HHS Secretary Javier Becerra explaining the objectives of this move.
Three main goals: improving care, services, and other support for individuals with long COVID, enhancing education and outreach among the public, private sector, and the medical community, and advancing research to support both goals.
USA Radio News. The Senate has reportedly reached an agreement on another COVID-19 relief package that will total $10 billion. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says a deal breaker for Republicans will be an amendment for Title 42.
There'll have to be an amendment on Title 42 in order to move the bill.
Title 42 is a policy that allows the United States to deport illegal immigrants from countries where diseases like COVID-19 are spreading. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced that it will lift the policy at the end of May. Republicans argue lifting the policy would encourage more illegal immigrants to cross into the United States from Mexico illegally. Sacramento police are announcing a third arrest after Sunday's mass shooting. Davion Dawson was arrested Monday. His involvement in the shooting, if any, is not yet known. So far, three men have been arrested in connection with the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here if you want to join the show. Talk about drag races, vegetarianism, the EU cracking down on self-hosted crypto wallets, whatever is on your mind. With you tonight is Ian.
And Aria.
Don't forget you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We love Odyssey. Odyssey is the YouTube killer. It is out there just snatching people away from YouTube because they actually care about freedom of speech over on Odyssey. It's actually a system that is originally based on Library. And we've been using Library for years here on Free Talk Live. Library is an uncensorable protocol for media sharing, meaning you can upload any media that you want to it. Videos are the most common, but you can put MP3s up there. You can put, I think, just like text, a zip file, or whatever. I think you can put all kinds of stuff up on.
Yeah, when Defense Distributed, that would be the ghost gun, the 3D printed gun thing, where they released their documents online, I immediately threw them on Library.
Nice.
Because you can put PDFs or whatever those documents were called. I don't remember now. I don't think they were PDFs.
The 3D printable things,
yeah.
Whatever those are, the schematics.
Yeah.
Check out lbry.com to learn more about the tech behind Odyssey, and then follow our Odyssey channel over at video.freetalklive.com. It's where we stream every single night. We're streaming on other platforms, but they're all censor happy. So if you want to get us where we're not going to disappear tomorrow, go to video.freetalklive.com. Aria, let's get into Nayib Bukele. He is the president, El Presidente, or dictator, as some might say, in El Salvador.
I mean, we've had criticisms of this guy pretty much from the beginning, if I recall correctly, because yes, he's friendly to Bitcoin, but he's also said some really shady stuff. Well, now he's doing shady stuff.
He's been doing shady stuff. We're just hearing about it.
True. According to this news outlet in France, El Salvador president says 6,000 gang members arrested. They lead off with more than 6,000 gang members, which I want to clarify. There's absolutely no evidence that these 6,000 people are gang members. And we're going to get into the reason
for that. Well, the president said so.
Yes.
I've seen him posting on Twitter pictures of men shirtless, lined up next to one another in handcuffs, but they've been in Spanish, and I just haven't bothered to translate it, so I suspect that's what he's been posting. He's been bragging about.
Yeah, but it kind of doesn't mean anything when you haven't tried these people or actually right? charged them or presented any evidence against them. It kind of is meaningless for you to call them gang members. And that's, of course, what they're doing there.
Well, not to the people who believe in the law mentality, right? Like, oh, well, whatever the law says must be true. Whatever the state says must be true. Oh, someone was arrested, so therefore they must be a criminal. I mean, those people exist in the United States. They certainly exist in El Salvador.
I know, but it's so weird that those people exist, man. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to reach them. I don't know how to reach people who think that because the president said these 6,000 people are gang members, they must therefore be guilty of being gang members.
I don't think we can reach those people.
And even so, they're... Last I checked, it wasn't illegal to be in a gang.
Good point.
It may get you some conspiracy charges, depending on what other gang members are doing, but I don't think it's against the law to be a gang member.
At least in the United States, I don't think it is.
That's true. I don't know what the status is in El Salvador, but the Central American country declared the emergency measures, because there are emergency measures, and we're going to get into those a little bit, which allows the arrest of, quote, gang members without a warrant. Last week, after 87 reported killings from March the 25th to the 27th, and that sounds like a lot. I don't know how big El Salvador is or what its population is like, but
several million.
87 over 3 days, basically. And on Monday, the president said that the 6,000 detained in a little over a week, 6,000 people arrested in a little over a week.
People.
There's zero chance these people are going to get any sort of due process.
And think about the conditions of the jails.
Think
about
yeah.
how overcrowded they must be.
And this guy doesn't care. This piece of work, he is a monster.
Mm.
This is being added to the 16,000 gang members already incarcerated in El Salvador's prisons. Speaking at a police barracks in the capital, San Salvador, because of course he would do this at a police barracks because he's a monster, he's a tyrant, and that's where they go to express their tyranny. Is to the police barracks. Bukele addressed public concerns of gangs, quote, taking revenge on the population due to the massive arrest operations. If they commit an act of revenge, quote, there will not even be one meal in the prisons, the president said. Yes, if the gangs out there in the streets do something, quote, in revenge for these 6,000 arrests, they're going to starve the people in prison who, by definition, had nothing to do with it because they're busy being in prison.
It's insane.
He asked,
that's like North Korea level stuff, right?
It is.
Where if you're in North Korea and you do something against the state, they will punish you and your direct family members, and in many cases, other like tangentially related family members. So like they might arrest your uncle. Or your cousin, even though you haven't seen them in, you know, a decade or whatever. Yep. You have no connection with them in your life just because they're your family, and that's how they get it, people.
It is. I mean, these people in prison, these 6,000 or 16,000, well, now 22,000 people, they can't exact revenge out there in society. So you're punishing the innocent for what other people have done.
Hold on. Did you say there are 22,000 gang members in prison?
Well, there's 22,000 allegedly. Right, there's 16,000 already incarcerated in El Salvador's prisons.
And we're just talking about gang members specifically.
Yes, and they just added 6,000. And, you know, I used to watch a lot of prison documentaries. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the exact specifics of prisons in El Salvador, but it's a Central American country, and I can tell you off of watching these videos, they're not known for having American-style prisons.
No, in fact, when you were bringing this up, it made me think, have we talked about El Salvador before? Because I know we've talked about some of these Central American countries and their prisons, specifically, Venezuela is technically South American, but and the tremendous overcrowding and such. And sure enough, from the BBC, this is actually from the year 2020, so it's a couple of years old now, but the El Salvador's prisons have a capacity of 18,051, but the system currently holds more than 38,000 inmates. So they are at approximately double capacity right now. As of a couple of years ago, and now just throw another 6,000 people in there. I mean, you're talking about, like, have you seen the pictures from China of dogs in cages? They're horrifying, so I imagine you wouldn't want to look at them for more than a fraction of a second.
I have not seen those, but it sounds horrifying.
But, like, with the dogs that they're going to slaughter to cook, they just stack them in cages, like, on top of one another and such. This reminds me of that, but human beings. The pictures that I'm seeing here from El Salvador. Like, a ton of people in these cages.
And this guy doesn't care. Listen to this. I swear to God that they will not eat a single grain of rice. And we will see how long they last. And I don't care what international organizations say.
Wow.
So he's totally okay with starving these people who are already being forced into overcrowded prisons.
Jeez.
All without due process, without evidence, without warrants, without trials. They're just arresting 6,000 people in the last week and throwing them in overcrowded prisons. Besides arrests without a warrant, the emergency measures, which last for 1 month, also restrict freedom of assembly, while telephone calls and emails can be intercepted without a court order. So they can listen to everyone's phone calls, they can intercept and read everyone's emails, and they can restrict freedom of assembly, probably some other stuff too. I doubt this is an all-inclusive list of things that they're allowed to do under these emergency orders. But, I mean, we thought the emergency orders or the state of emergency here in the United States were bad. This is horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the pro-Bitcoin guy, right? This is the savior of the Bitcoin community out there doing these horrific, suspending freedom of assembly.
Yeah, and it's amazing how many of these Bitcoiners will look the other way. Yeah. They'll just celebrate Nayib Bukele as this great man or whatever, and he's just another tyrant. He wears his backwards hat, though, so he's really cool looking.
Bukele added that he had ordered the construction of a maximum security prison with a capacity of 20,000 inmates.
Wow.
Expand the jails. He said there are only two ways, jail or death. What a monster, man. What a piece of work this guy really is. I'm really glad his little Bitcoin project failed.
Well, and I don't remember what story it was. I'm going to see if I can find it. There was an interesting story we shared from one of these countries about how there's actually, in a lot of ways, more freedom in some of these prisons than on the outside because they're basically completely controlled by the gangs. Like, the gangs have their...
Oh, yeah.
They have their hoes come into the prison. They can just do things with them. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the prisons in El Salvador where you say, Aria, it is actually illegal to simply be in a gang.
Apparently so. According to this article last week, the ruling party controlled parliament reformed the penal code to increase the maximum sentence for gang membership from 9 to 45 years in prison just for being in a gang. That's the maximum.
How do you prove that? Like you said, they're just throwing people in prison cells. It doesn't even sound like they're getting a trial. But how would you even prove that you're not in a gang?
Well, in theory, they would have to prove that you were in a gang.
Yeah.
Right, but all of that sort of gets suspended, and that's only in the United States. I don't know if, you know...
Wait, what's in the United States?
The presumption of...
Oh, the presumption of innocence?
Yeah. I mean, in El Salvador, maybe it's not that way, but apparently they can. It doesn't matter because they can just sort of grab you off the street and throw you in prison anyway. And illegal... Well, they made it legal, but... Read all of your emails, intercept your text messages, and all of that other wonderful, great stuff that, you know, Liberty and Bitcoin cryptocurrency enthusiasts are well known for being fans of. It's amazing to me. You mentioned this guy wears a backwards hat. He does everything he does to try to present this image of being this cool guy. Crypto bro, but dude, you're a monster.
Yeah. Well, surprise, surprise, a president is a monster. A top politician is a scumbag. A top politician doesn't care about people's rights.
We saw the same thing from the guy in New York, right? Or New York City who ran for mayor or whatever. He was like, I'm going to be a cool crypto guy.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I mean, I'm going to do whatever the health department says for me to do.
Which now apparently was to undo the mask mandate for adults, but still force children, the youngest set of children, like under the age of 5 or something, to wear masks. That's the current controversy in the New York City COVID rules.
So children still have to wear them?
Correct. Right. The smallest of children. are still being told they have to wear masks.
Because they can't get vaccinated, I guess?
I guess that's the claim, even though there's no chance that they're going to die or, you know, have any kind of real issue from getting COVID. But regardless, that's the latest there. The story I'd mentioned before we went to the break there is from Reason.com. They have a really interesting 16-minute little documentary piece about Venezuela's prisons, which are also overcrowded, just like in El Salvador. And in Venezuela, they are governed by criminal gangs, the prisons themselves. The inmates have overtaken many prisons in Venezuela, armed with automatic weapons and grenades. They're governed by criminal gangs led by a PRON, or a kingpin, who strictly enforces a thug code by which all prisoners must abide or they'll be shot in various body parts.
Why don't they just leave, then? I mean, if you control the prison, just leave the prison, right?
It's too dangerous for guards or federal troops to enter, so they patrol the perimeter and train their rifles on any inmate who tries to leave. So they're
why? Why? How do you get it? How do you get an inmate to become the guard of their own prison? You got the guns. Just walk away. Just like, hey guys, they handed us these guns to keep people in. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be here anymore. So let's all 16 of us who they handed these automatic weapons to just not be here anymore. And they give us the weapons. So what are they going to do about it?
They're throwing a huge party, though. Inside the walls, the prisoners have formed functional independent societies with open air bazaars offering everything from Coca-Cola to crack cocaine.
Yes, but you can get all of that in out there in the real world.
Sure, but then you might get arrested and killed by the cops.
Okay. Fair point.
Several days a week, they welcome their girlfriends, wives, children, and extended families for visits, birthday parties, and even music festivals. Communal activities are funded by La Causa, or The Cause, a tax that the prison's de facto government collects from most inmates.
I love
inmates.
That they call it a tax.
They're collected from inmates to purchase goods that come to the facility. If they don't pay, they are sent to the church, which acts as both a house of worship and a debtor's prison within the prison. La Causa, a new documentary from 29-year-old filmmaker Andres Figueredo Thompson, is a raw look inside at life inside what was, at the time of production, Venezuela's largest prison. Filmed over the course of 8 years, the documentary explores the structure of its self-organized society, where dissenters and those deemed social radicals were treated harshly. LGBT inmates, for example, were cast out and forced to live on the roof of one of the buildings.
I mean, that sucks, but I mean, if you don't want them there, just let them leave, right? Hey, we don't want you gay people.
But then the guards with the guns will force them back. So there's actual guards somewhere on the perimeter, like away from firing range, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, presumably this king. Oh, the actual
Venezuelan guards.
Okay.
Yeah. Figueredo Thompson was a 19-year-old high school senior in 2010 when he started capturing remarkable footage inside the prison as the socialist strongman president Hugo Chavez dismantled democratic institutions and seized control of private businesses. With Venezuela sliding further into authoritarianism, Figueredo Thompson's family was soon targeted. His stepfather, Guillermo Zuloaga, led one of the last independent media outlets in the country after Chavez seized most of the others. He fought escalating government harassment for years as he continued to expose the human cost of Chavez's regime's policies. But a year after Thompson began producing La Causa, Chavez declared Zuloaga a political enemy of the revolution, forcing his family to flee the U.S. The prison population has exploded in recent years as the regime of Chavez's successor, Nicolas Maduro, has cracked down on mostly poor Venezuelans for alleged petty offenses. La Causa builds to a dramatic finish as the military embarks on a campaign to retake several inmate-run prisons, setting up a showdown in 2016 at the prison where Figueredo Thompson shot most of his footage.
I don't know why they would want. It sounds like it's doing just fine under the care of the prisoners. Of the people who are in prison, right?
Well, you know governments. They don't like to lose control of things, so they're going to send the military in to try to take it back.
I mean, it's not like the Venezuelan military is going to be any better to the LGBT people than the prison inmates themselves. So there's nothing to be gained from any social justice perspective. And I don't mean that in the leftist sense, but just in the sense of a society trying to be just and doing good things. The military isn't going to do any better of a job than the prisoners. And as you pointed out, they're probably safer in the prison than they would be out there in the streets of Venezuela.
It's a crazy story, and I'll put a link to it here on our social media so you can see this. Again, there's a 16-minute Reason piece, and then there's the documentary itself. So I've only seen the 16-minute piece, which was absolutely fascinating, and the documentary is, you know, an hour and 20 minutes or whatever. So if you want to look into this, it's amazing. So I'll share that over at social.freetalklive.com. You can hop over there. But let's get back into Nayib Bukele. We talked about how he's treating alleged gang members. He's just snatching them off the streets and throwing them in already overcrowded facilities. One other article I was looking at about El Salvador's facilities said they have 90 men in a cell designed for 30.
Yikes.
So just try to imagine, like,
that's where you get your LGBT people from, by the way. You cram
necessity.
Yeah, you cram 90 men in a room that's designed to hold 30. They start running out of space.
So, CoinDesk reporting on strong evidence that Nayib Bukele has sought to undermine freedom of speech in the Central American nation, according to a joint investigation by Salvadoran news outlet El Faro, Toronto-based Citizen Lab, and digital rights nonprofit Access Now. The cell phones of at least 22 of El Faro's journalists were infected with spyware known as Pegasus over the last 2 years. Other journalists...
Pegasus, I've heard of that before, didn't
I? Yeah, we did a report, I think. Somebody on Free Talk Live brought
that in. That was developed in, like, conjunction with the U.S. military or something, right?
I don't remember where it came from, but it's bad news, and governments that don't care about, you know, your right to freedom of speech will use that stuff to spy on people. Other journalists and human rights activists were also targeted. Pegasus has previously been used against journalists or other so-called undesirables in nations like India, Kazakhstan, Mexico, Morocco, Rwanda, and Saudi Arabia. The report should trigger serious reflection among Bitcoiners. While Bukele's move to adopt Bitcoin as an alternative to the dollar in El Salvador has great potential for freeing the developed world from the yoke of the global financial establishment, his authoritarian behavior here is anathema to the cyber-libertarian ideals that underpin cryptocurrency.
Is this article from?
This is CoinDesk.
Wow.
.com.
Nice.
Published in January of this year. Pegasus, produced by an Israeli firm, NSO Group, allows not just the monitoring of victims' communications, but deeper access to device data. The El Faro investigation, whose findings were certified by Amnesty International, found data had been exfiltrated from the devices of at least 11 journalists. The tool had been previously used in acts of violent suppression. NSO and Pegasus have been linked to the murders of Mexican opposition journalist Cecilio Bierto and Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
That was when it was brought to our attention, and the NSO Group was like, no, we make them promise. They're only going to use it for terrorists.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh, okay, that's fine then.
So more about this thug in charge there in El Salvador, this Bukele, in moments. Hour number three on the way, 603-283-6160. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.